from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, folks. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Crafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV, just like our guy Sebastian Salazar. We see him on ESPN right now doing the Little League World Series coverage. What up, Seabass? All right, the way the week ends is with you guys getting to ask B-Mitch anything you want. We do have a little bit of breaking news on The Fan, though, that I just wanted to at least check in with the boys in the aquarium. I've made a discovery. Investigative journalism here.
You're an ass.
Brian Mitchell brought 7 pairs of shoes to Florida for 4 days.
Yes, and outfits.
I just I don't know where he's going. I think my guy District Sports Talk nailed this. He said, if B. Mitch does it, it's allowed. If Jeff or I did it, we'd get roasted. I think that's accurate. Our guy AJ Atai checked in. Oh, wow. Now we got peanuts and cashews. AJ said, old B. Mitch would have had some words for me if he caught me doing the same thing.
Wearing shoes?
We're bringing seven pairs of shoes.
First of all, hold on, Jay. See, this is the thing about you. You always act like you don't know stuff. When we go to the Super Bowl, how many damn shoes do I have?
A lot. Now, that's the Super Bowl, though.
But we're there for 4 days, right?
Yeah, but okay. But I just feel like there's lots of different events at the Super Bowl.
Some shoes I wear with shorts. Some shoes I wear when I put on jeans. So my expectation was to get here Wednesday, do nothing. Whatever I had on Wednesday, I had on. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's 3 nights to go out somewhere. So I wore some Christian Louboutins here. I have some Cole Haans to wear going on when I go out. Going home, I'm going to wear those Nikes. I have 2 pair of golf shoes. I'm not wearing the same color golf shoes with every outfit that I have on. I was expecting to play 3 rounds of golf. I mean, I'm playing 2. So what I have on a day, I wear the blue and white ones. The other ones match the gray and white.
I brought a pair of sneakers and some flip-flops.
All I hear is money.
He did drop the Louboutins, too.
As a matter of fact, Jeff, the Dunks and the Louboutins were gifts from my daughters.
Can I ask a question about that?
Money.
Who in turn paid for that?
No, they paid for that. They all had their own jobs. So my daughters bought that for me. So
you will like this. Daddy Duncan on Twitter responded, he's a Leo and his birthday is coming up. Give him a pass. You know what? Happy birthday, Brian. Congratulations on your
shoe collection. If y'all want to give me some for my birthday, buy me some more shoes. I got other colors I got to match up.
Let's get to these phones. People got questions for B.
Let's go.
We'll start on line one. Jeremy is in Reston.
What's up, B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
My question is, I've always been curious. A lot of former Redskins seem to stay in the DMV area, and even though you played for the Eagles and the Giants, you came back and made your home in the DMV. I'm just curious why you stayed here instead of going back home or somewhere else.
Well, for me, when I got here, I saw a lot of guys around, and then when I began to get closer to the people in the community, I felt this was home for me. You know, a lot of people will always want to look at going back home. My whole thing about life was you go somewhere, you become a man, you establish yourself, and those people come visit you. That gives you a chance to allow your people to begin to experience different areas. And Washington has been good to me. And when I first got here in that first year, I knew this is where I was going to stay the rest of my life.
How much of an impact did it make that Bria was in school, right? By the time you signed with Philly, was she in third grade or something?
Yeah, Bria was a little older, but she was growing. But my Monica basically looked at the school system in Philly like, my kids ain't going to school here. So they basically stayed there and would come up on the weekends. And then we went to New York and I got to West Orange. She found that West Orange was very similar to Fairfax, so they came up with me. But the ultimate thing was,
so going into the girls do a year of school in Jersey?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Going into manhood, I was here in D.C. I became a young man, grow into a man, and began to start my adult life here.
Right.
And there in Washington, D.C. And every opportunity that I received and the things that I learned and became were there. You know, it's kind of hard for me. Like, people, you make a name somewhere and then you're going to just go somewhere else just because? No. You stay where your name is made.
Well, dude, it's funny. You know, my father was Scottish, right? Like, born and raised in Glasgow, but he considered himself an American. Like, he considered himself a D.C. guy.
Yeah.
Because even though he had the accent, like, he lived in D.C. way longer than he moved out of Scotland when he was 16. Yeah.
And I think, back to the caller again, I was in Louisiana 21 years. I'll be 56 on Sunday. That's how long I've been living in this area, in the D.C. metropolitan area. Which one is home?
Right.
You know what I mean? I didn't pay taxes in Louisiana. I've been paying a lot of taxes in Virginia. I guarantee you that.
Well, speaking of taxes, I mean, for me, I'm fairly open that I would prefer to move to Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the decision makers in Montgomery County are comprised of mostly eggheads, and they refuse to sell beer in the grocery store, which is just so stupid. I would rather move. But having kids in school, like just Shelby going into third grade with her friends and her life, like you kind of don't want to disrupt that. You know?
Yeah, I see that.
All right, let's get to another caller. Yeah.
Well, my daughter told me straight up, I said, we're going to move back home. And they say, what you mean? I said, Louisiana. I said, nah, you and mom from Louisiana. We're from Virginia.
Vince is in Seat Pleasant. What up, Vinny?
My family. How y'all doing, man, on this great Friday?
Doing good, man.
I got a barrier for you, brother. All right, now,
all right.
First and 10, you're trying to surprise the defense. This play is definitely going for a touchdown. It's either a leak out or a screen. Now, you got three elite running backs. I'm going to give them to you. Chris Johnson, Reggie Bush, and Christian McCaffrey. Who are you throwing the ball to score the touchdown?
Ooh, boy. I'd probably go with Chris Johnson because Chris Johnson was in the league. Chris Johnson was unbelievable. McCaffrey right now, I think you put him in the game, everybody keying on him. Chris Johnson, I think people – he wasn't as big, so people didn't give him a lot of credit. But once he got the football, he was tough as hell to catch.
Yeah, definitely.
CJ2K.
That's ridiculous. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right, brother.
Thanks,
appreciate it.
I like – Vinny always calls in with some unique –
I like that.
It's fun. It was – I mean, Brian and I don't know, somebody in the chat just dropped, name your three – I don't know if it's favorite or
they said
best
give my top three, like mine, Mount Rushmore, which is the only four, but he asked for three, and I told him mine was Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds, and Pete Rose.
For me.
Because I had some visual stuff of them.
Right. For me, I'm going Barry Bonds, best baseball player I've ever seen play, period. Mm-hmm. End of sentence.
Way before the other stuff came along.
Totally. Pedro Martinez, the best pitcher I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then my third, I'd probably pick Cal just because he's my favorite ever. But I think the answer
is yours. It's whatever you say.
Yeah, I mean,
so those three work.
Manny Ramirez was a hell of a hitter too.
And I didn't see this, but you all when trying to talk about my shoes, somebody put in just like this, John Witherspoon said, you got to coordinate.
Because
that's
time
what I was trying to do.
Clothes got a cord.
Yeah, you got a cord.
Lanville, I'd actually like to hear your top three baseball players. Lanville's a low key baseball nut that he somehow keeps secret.
Lanville's a low key nut, basically.
We're talking like the of kind of like recent, you know, last 30 years or something.
Who you've seen? That's my rule is who I've seen.
I tried to go see Ken Griffey Jr. like four times, but failed each time. So he's last on my list.
Well, seen on TV counts. I guess I saw Barry Bonds at RFK.
Yeah, I mean, Barry Bonds was just ridiculously good at hitting. I think I would also put A-Rod up there as well as...
I hate that guy.
Probably Ohtani. Maybe mix Trout up in there.
Yo!
That's just
Ohtani
hitters.
Is starting to jump into it.
We might need to talk about
Ohtani. But I need
dude.
To see a little bit more of Ohtani to put him in front of all those those people I named.
Who's
but
your...
I tell you, he's sure trending toward being
Hell
probably
yeah.
one of the best ever.
I hadn't thought about that, Lanville. That's a good call. Who's your best pitcher, Landini?
What's his name? The Yankees The guy, Pedro Martinez.
Mariano
Rivera?
No, Pedro Martinez.
Pedro.
Pedro Martinez was just absolutely dominant in the like the height of the steroid era.
Dominant. And dude, like, Randy Johnson was great. Clemens, obviously great. I loved Nolan Ryan as a kid, but Pedro was unbelievable. Maddox, too. You got to give Maddox credit for the control he had, but Pedro was just bananas, man. All right, we'll get back to these phones. I kind of want to hear Jeff's list, but I know he's also doing the phones. Jeff, you throw in the text thread when you're ready to give us your top three baseball players. Bobby is in Alexandria. Bobby, ask B. Mitch anything.
B. Mitch, here we go back to the Family Feud. So here's 100 people, 100 people. You went to Disney World.
Uh-huh.
Who has the biggest ears? B-Mitch says, bam, quick. Says Mickey Mouse. That's number two. Other person hits, bam, Dumbo. Number one answer. Then hold up. They go, we're going to play. Now all of a sudden it's one of the dwarves, Snow White's dwarves. And it's like, ding. Then they come up with some stupid stuff like Spock. Well, he doesn't even belong in Disney World. Or the chipmunks. Their ears are little. And they come up with the next one. It's ant. Now you got to get in the huddle for the fourth answer. Uh-huh.
Yep.
For the win to take it. Who did you see at Disney World with the biggest ears?
J.P. Finley.
That was a long setup. Long setup to get to the punchline there. Like, I knew it was coming. I just wanted to know how long we were going to go on with this thing.
B-Mitch just won the game. Did it?
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Robert.
Just so I wasn't going against, what are they, Ipchahaj.
Yo.
Because she would have got that buzzer before me.
She got a fast buzzer hand.
I was like, oh, Lord.
Ipchahaj is
nasty. I'm not going to tell you what I was thinking. I was cursing up a storm. How the hell did she move that fast?
I got to ask Landfill something. Landfill, that call was obviously far too long for to set up his own stand-up comedy hour. But at the very end, he insulted me. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the length of the setup was an issue. But I love that he finished strong and just completely daggered J.P. Finley.
Let's go to our guy Damon in Oxon Hill. What up, D?
Oh, nothing much. Good afternoon, and as always, thank you guys for taking my call.
Good
question, B-Mitch, because I know you got a birthday coming up Sunday on birth anniversary. What you got planned for your birth anniversary?
I'm flying back home, and then I'm trying to attack a golf course and – Then my family knows that I am a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What I love that day is for them to cook because I think my daughters and Monica, they could cook probably as good as any restaurant out there. So I normally get fish, shrimp, potato salad, and my daughter makes this kale salad. That's what I want after the golf course or jump on. Well, I may still be able to give me about a 20-mile bike ride.
What? I mean, we land early, one more question. Right? 10:30, 11?
Yep, go ahead.
I got one more. Because we're talking about your birthday, man, my wife likes to do something special. She generally bakes me a cake on my birthday. And this Monday, as I celebrated my 47th, she baked the cake, and she always presented, like, at midnight. Do you have something traditional that you do for your birthday?
Nah, my family know it's my birthday. I get to choose whatever I want to do.
Hold up. Your wife bakes you a cake on your birthday and presents it at midnight?
Yeah.
Does she present anything else? If I'm staying up at midnight, Well, I'm staying up till midnight.
You're a little personal, aren't you?
I love my wife, yes. Because, well, she allows me to spend some time with my girlfriend, too. They both know I like cake.
Who's your girlfriend?
Wait, what?
Golf?
Well, that's between me, my wife, and my girlfriend.
Damn.
Hey, yo, that sounds pretty promising right there.
SB Mitch is just broke. SB Mitch is now going big time.
Ask Damon and Oxy Hill.
Ask Damon, how the hell did you get that going?
Well, I never forget that my wife was my girlfriend first, and that's what keeps it fun between us.
Oh, so that, I understand. So you had us thinking something else. So in other words, your wife is your girlfriend.
I know.
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
Boo!
Yeah, that changed.
Boo!
Get him out of here.
Man, that was...
Tay say JP the horn dog.
Nah, that's Rooster. yo, how about this? To celebrate Brian's birthday, we'll keep phone lines open the rest of the hour, unless you don't want to.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
I am also prepared to say something.
Gerald Robinson, I was about to say.
That guy was wild. We love you, Damon. You're a great caller.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I will bring lunch Monday for your birthday. We're all in studio Monday, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you like? You want me to get Popeyes?
Steak.
You want me to cook?
No. We're going to go to Ruth Chris. Yeah. Or have them come to us.
I don't think Ruth Chris is open during the day. This also,
I'm just messing with you, dude. Because I know you wouldn't go do it.
I will. If you want, I can cook steaks.
You know what? We can do. Find us a Jamaican spot or Popeyes. I'll do either one.
Okay. I'll see. Because Popeyes, I could pick up Sunday and then bring in.
No. We're not gonna do that.
We could get Popeyes delivered.
We want it hot. Yeah.
Okay.
You're not gonna pick it up, and I gotta heat it up.
Plan on Popeyes for lunch Monday.
or jerk chicken. Oxtails.
Jeff and I could try to coordinate. I don't know. I'm gonna.
Jeff, did you get involved with this? Now he all of a sudden giving you a job.
I'm gonna plead white on getting the Jamaican food. I'm probably not the lead dog, but I can give Jeff my credit card.
Believe me, I know places.
I know how to get Popeyes. I speak Popeyes. All right, let's go. Let's take one more right now. Sean is in D.C. Sean, what up? Ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey guys, thank you for taking my call. I have two quick ones. Brian Mitchell, who would you rather have throw the ball to you? Sonny Jurgensen, Peyton Manning, or Tom Brady?
I wouldn't care, to be honest with you, because I think all of them.
Who was it? Tom Brady?
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, or Sonny Jurgensen. They all threw very catchable balls, so it wouldn't make me a difference.
I got to be honest. Of those three, I think Sonny has the strongest arm by a decent margin. So you might want to catch it for Brady or Peyton. They might make a like pillow soft a little bit.
I don't care how you throw it. I caught it from Donovan. I catch anything coming hard, believe
true,
me.
True.
Last one. They are fullbacks. Who would you rather have blocked for you? Barry Sanders or Emmitt Smith?
Barry ain't blocking
if they
anybody,
were fullbacks,
dude.
You know what? I played in a Pro Bowl with Barry, and he was back deep. He touched nobody on the kick return. I'll take Emmitt. At least I know he'll try.
Yo,
take care, guys.
Barry Sanders is never going to be a fullback on any planet.
Barry and I were deep on the kick return at the Pro Bowl, and Barry told me, you catch every one of them, my return days are over. And I caught the ball, and I looked at Barry, and he was running away from the action. So, no, Barry, I don't want Barry blocking for me.
Barry, who's your favorite football player ever?
Favorite football player ever?
It's funny. Shelby was asking me all these questions this morning.
My favorite football player ever was Sweetness.
Walter Payton. Cool.
Wasn't that big, but that dude ran through some folks, brother.
My favorite ever was Barry. Yeah. Barry Sanders was just such a joy to watch. Landini, your favorite football player ever?
I really like Santana Moss.
You are a Santana stan. I love that.
Santana, we got to get you to come in the studio, man. I think Landfield wouldn't be able to handle themselves.
I also really like Champ. I've met Santana a bunch of times before.
Yeah, you're like friends with Tana.
Yeah.
We should see if Tana will come in Monday.
I don't think Tana called Landfield no friend.
I think he does because I remember.
I don't think nobody called Landfield friend. Landfield is mean as hell.
Landfield is mean as hell. But here's a standing offer to Santana Moss if he wants to come in studio Monday. Last hour of the show, B. Mitch's birthday party. We're getting Popeyes. Get on the phones. We're taking them
for
the rest of the hour.
Can't just be Popeyes. Got to be something to drink with it.
All right. Nobody go anywhere. Oh, boy. Me and B-Mitch, Florida, 1:30 on a Friday, a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. If my beautiful wife and children weren't here, I could see this afternoon going a certain direction. Instead, I'm going to the pool, B, and then the beach. But I did want to, we've been talking about our favorite baseball players. All our baseball coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use your savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Landfill, you missed this yesterday, and everybody on the phone, stay right there. Don't worry. Landfill, you missed this yesterday, but we hired somebody yesterday. The B. Mitch and Finley program has hired Toby Altizer to be our official baseball correspondent. Now, of course, this position carries no monetary value, just a whole bunch of extra responsibility. Congratulations, Toby.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's an honor and a privilege.
Yeah, man. So we've been doing this exercise where we all named our who we think are the three best baseball players ever. The caveat, however, is it's only dudes in your lifetime. So, like, you can't talk about Ted Williams or something. Actually, I'm going to put Tony Gwynn on my list. That's what I'm going to do.
Tony Gwynn was
a badass hitter.
He can hit, boy.
Okay. So my
Ichiro.
You love Ichiro. My I list do. Is now Barry Bonds, Pedro Martinez, and Tony Gwynn. B's is Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds, and Pete Rose. Landfill's was Shohei, Barry Bonds, and who was Ken Griffey, Landfill?
No, not Ken Griffey. A-Rod.
Not Ken Griffey.
He didn't like Ken Griffey because he couldn't see him.
That's
he blamed
right.
Ken Griffey for him not being able to see Ken Griffey.
Now, our baseball correspondent, Toby Altizer, is also the actual youngest in charge. I believe he's the youngest guy at the station. Toby, how old are you?
I am 25.
So you're 25. So your list is going to be a lot different than the rest of ours. Without further ado, all our baseball coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile, Toby Altizer's three best baseball players of his lifetime.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of Barry Bonds. I remember him breaking the record, so I don't know if that really counts because I didn't see necessarily the height of Barry Bonds. So maybe
you only saw the power hitter. He was a speedster for a long time.
Yes, so I'll leave him off because, I think he had a Hall of Fame career before he even started the roids or whatever he did.
He had a Hall of Fame career just in Pittsburgh.
Exactly. So yeah. I didn't get to fully appreciate Barry Bonds, but to me, Shohei right now, with what you're able to see him do, is so unique. So Shohei's on there. Mike Trout, and I think the best pitcher of this generation is Clayton Kershaw, but it's only regular season. It's so difficult. If you want to throw in some postseason stuff, then maybe you got to go Max Scherzer, but to me, I would go Clayton Kershaw for what he was able to do with the Dodgers for a long stretch there, Shohei and Mike Trout.
Okay, great list, especially for a younger guy. I kind of thought you were going to go with Bryce, so I'm kind of glad you didn't. Also, shout out to Jeff, who's unable to give us his top three favorite baseball players.
I definitely said I had mine.
That's not what Landfill told me.
Oh, that's crazy. Because I definitely said.
All right, Jeff, let's have yours.
Of course.
It's going to be all Yankees.
Well, the first two are A-Rod and Derek Jeter. And then my first one, my last one is Ken Griffey Jr. When Ken Griffey Jr. started playing, like, he just had an impact on me, like, my mom showed me I think he was playing with the Mariners at this time. Yeah, she showed, and then I had his shoes. I thought I was at one point Ken Griffey Jr. So those are my top three.
All right, that's a good list. When you're talking greats, it's hard to say somebody is or isn't. You know what I mean? Like, they're all great. I enjoyed that. That was baseball coverage on B. Mitch and Finley. We're going to get back to these phone lines, but I want to go to a question submitted by a tech executive via a technical platform. Cody wants to know, B, how fast could you eat an entire large pizza from, like, Papa John's, Domino's, like a standard large pizza?
I wouldn't. I don't eat that much pizza. When I was younger, I probably could destroy that thing.
Like, in your heyday, you're putting a pizza down.
Like, when I was in college doing tour days, and then we would go to Mr. Gaddy's, and they kicked us out.
The buffet that you
had? I'll take a whole pizza, and I'll eat that whole pizza in within, like, 20-something minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
God.
And then we'll sit for a little bit, let the food adjust, and we'll go get some more. They asked us to kindly leave and say they'll give us our money back. Because they say the pizza was supposed to be for everybody, not just us.
All right. Let's go to PJ in Reston. PJ, ask B. Mitch anything on a birthday weekend.
Hey, guys, first of all, that Wonderwall song you were singing, you guys had me laughing so hard a couple days ago. That was hilarious, man.
Because we were so good?
What song?
We were singing Oasis.
It was funny, man. I was going to ask four things. I'm going to trim it down to two things because I can get verbiose, and I'm going to try to spit it out as quick as I can out of respect for all the other listeners. First thing is going to be kind of a heavy thing. The second thing is going to be a light, beautiful, fun thing. The first thing is I want to give major props to Chris Jones of Kansas City Chiefs that is putting up $1.5 million of his own money to bail out a lady that they're trying to sentence her to 9 years in prison.
That's the lady that Cody Betts talked about, the chicken wing lady.
Yeah, and my thing I wanted to ask B. Mitch is that are you like me where you think there's something wrong where people that are stealing money are getting longer prison sentence than pedophiles and rapists? There's something really wrong with that to me. The second thing is a happy thing. That's kind of an intense question for us.
Something could be wrong with it, but you know what? The rules are what the rules are.
Gotcha. And then for the happy
question.
We're
going to move forward. We're having fun.
Go with the happy question.
That's intense.
The happy question, there's a big UFC on Saturday. Israel Adesanya against Dricus du Plessis. I'm personally rooting for Israel Adesanya. How do you see that fight breaking down? You can even give like a round finish or what have you if you want. And the rematch between Alexander Usyk.
I like Adesanya, but I mean, listen, one thing about that, whoever's going to have the toughest chin or face that day is the one that's going to win.
Especially in that
like,
sport.
I love that sport because you go into the ring and you have nobody to defend you but you. You know, and some days Israel has been unbelievable. But lately he's been getting caught.
To quote the great 50 Cent, if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth. Let's keep going here. Smitty is in Burtonsville. You're damn right.
How you
Smitty.
Doing,
folks? What's up, Smitty?
I'm doing this fine.
This is Take It to the House, guy.
No, that's not Take It to the House.
No, that's not Take It to the House.
I'm sorry, Smitty. I take it all back.
JP, yeah, he's starting to mess up just people now. He messed up numbers mostly.
Go ahead, Smitty. Sorry, bud.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So, they missed the preseason game number two tomorrow night. What is the number one thing you're going to be looking for at tomorrow night's preseason tilt?
I'm looking for the speed, to be honest with you, and then I'm watching the offensive line. You know, offensive line, defensive line. I said this yesterday because we all get caught up in just watching the skill positions, but those big guys allow the other guys' jobs to be easier. And if the offensive line, defensive line are doing their job, everybody else will come along and be well.
Thanks,
no
Smitty.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Yo, how about this, B? Evan McPherson, the Bengals kicker, they call him Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Just signed a 3-year, $16.5 million extension, $10 million in the first year of the deal. Highest ever extension for a kicker.
Cool.
That's big money for Big
listen,
Mac.
Bro, people like to downplay what kickers do. Every time they go out there, it's normally a situation where you're going to help or hurt.
It's binary, dude.
Dude.
Not a lot of football is binary, where it's yes or no, it's good or bad.
Yeah, that's it.
Kicking is binary. All right. Russ is in Charlestown. Russ, ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, fellas. Hey, B. Mitch. How you doing? Happy birthday, brother. Early.
How you doing,
Russ?
What's
up, brother? The 24th. Yeah. Hey, that's good, man. Cool. My question was back to Louisiana. I mean, here you were returning for the Eagles and also for the Redskins. To go to your hometown and run that kickoff back in the Superdome, like, twice. I mean, you the man, bro. I mean, what kind of feeling was that as far as that athletic arrogance with all in front of family, friends, and peers, high school? I mean, that had to be a great feeling, bro.
It was a great feeling. And my mom and they cooked, they had jambalaya, they had fried turkey and all that stuff the night before, and we got them. But, you know, the Super Bowl, I did well in high school. I won some games there in college, and to go back there as a pro to be able to get it done again, it was unbelievable. Because, you know, growing up in Louisiana, you always want to do it on the big stage in the Superdome. I had that opportunity.
That's so cool.
That was awesome, bro. I mean, the athletic, that was awesome. And my next question real quick is, and this is probably a silly one, but do you think Jamin Davis, that they'll use him as a, like they did Michael Parsons? I know he's not Michael Parsons, but. You think the defense will use him like that? I appreciate it, brother. Happy birthday again.
All right, man. Take care, Russ. I think they want to use him in different positions. I think they want to be a pass rusher, and they still feel he could do things as a linebacker as well.
I don't know if it's exactly like Micah, but the thing I understand about this coaching staff, whatever he does great, they're going to give him a chance to do it.
I agree with that. I also think as a people, as a community, we got to chill with the Jamin Davis, Micah Parsons conversation.
They're not comparing it to him. He's just saying how they use him.
But you can use Micah so many places because he's Micah.
Yeah, and but like, think about it, but what if they get here and Jaden becomes very good at pass rush but still can cover? You have to line him up in different spots. He can rush from deep. I'm not saying he's going to be anywhere close to Micah, but when you watch what Dan Quinn has done everywhere he's gone, he's taken people that he found had certain talents, and he allowed them to use it. Like Curse in Dallas, the safety, was used all over the damn field. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's all I'm saying. But nah, I'm not comparing him. I don't think Russ was comparing him. So other people may be thinking about that. I don't think Russ was.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Apparently, Sydney Sweeney has a new Instagram post that is all the rage. And folks are asking for a live reaction from me and B to Sydney Sweeney's new Instagram post.
Who?
You're going to know in a second here. So if you're watching on the stream, you get to watch this live. I am pulling up Sydney Sweeney's newest Instagram post. Here we go. There's Sydney. There's the post.
Nice.
Very athletic. Healthy. Great American. There you have it. When we come back, we got to settle.
I've seen stuff like that before.
When we come back, we got to settle up the week's bets. Nobody plump. Go anywhere.
Plump.
Listen to the song at the end of the week. And riding around with kids all the time, now a 9 and 5-year-old. I'm always trying to find music that we can all kind of deal with, and we've been doing a lot of the weekend radio. The girls like the weekend. Now there's some songs that I gotta fast forward because it's just a little too much, but it's good, man. He's a good musician. This has been a really, really fun show. I have enjoyed myself today. I hope everybody listening has enjoyed themselves. Do the boys in the aquarium have any questions for B-Mitch? It is Ask B-Mitch Anything. If there's anything you need to fire away here, fellas, in advance of tomorrow night's preseason game or just in advance of Brian's birthday on Sunday, anybody got anything?
Because it's his birthday, I'm going to leave this joke one out. So, nah, I don't got no question for B-Mitch.
Appreciate that, Jeff.
Right, because you can't talk without trying to make jokes.
Okay.
Landini?
I just did.
Nah, you had to leave it out because you couldn't say nothing without trying to be
funny. He did kind of leave it. He kind of did.
He couldn't say nothing without trying to be funny.
Landfill? Jeff too funny.
Not too funny.
How long after the final whistle will you start drinking?
Well, I final whistle what?
The game.
You think I'm going to wait till after the game? Nah, I'm joking. Hey, once I can get to something, I'm good after the game. But I'm a chill, you know.
I do have a real question. What time are we pulling up to the driveway to crack some bottles on Sunday?
Jeff invited.
Jeff, I'm gonna be on the golf course.
Oh, all
where
right.
Are you playing Sunday?
Haven't decided yet.
What? All right,
I'm
just let
gonna
me
say,
know.
Brian, are you listening? Brian Burroughs, you listening? I would love to go out to your place and play.
Or Bees. Bees will host you.
Bees, anybody. Whatever you got a very, very nice – well, no. Right now, no. Don't worry about it, Brian. Y'all got those mats over there right now.
Oh, okay. They do have the mats.
Yeah. Anybody with any kind of connect, Greg, to Creighton Farms. Let's talk.
I can check my place for Sunday afternoon, but you probably have family stuff by then, right?
If you wait too late.
Yeah, because I got to get home.
I'm just going to say, Greg, Creighton Farms, Greg, Creighton Farms. John Buell, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I like that. So, all right, so you're playing golf today.
To Creighton Farms with the liquor. All right, bet. Yeah. Got you.
Jeff, you should definitely pull up to Creighton Farms. They'd love to see you. So today you're playing with Chick and CJ.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is that match like?
I don't know who the fourth is going to be, though. It'll be a fourth.
All right, you are playing as a six these days?
I'm probably an 8.9 or 10.
What is your number? Don't make me look it up in the gin system.
I'm probably a 6.2 or something like that.
Okay. What is Chick?
It's gin. It ain't gin.
What is Chick?
Chick is probably about a 4 point something or a 5.
What is CJ, we think?
I don't know, but whatever he is, he's probably
cheating.
Whatever he says, he's going to be 2 to 3 strokes less. I'm a 6.2.
All right. I can try. See if you can pull up CJ, Chris Johnson. So what
if he's even on here?
So is Chick giving you one aside if you're playing heads up?
Chick never gives me anything. I just got to play my ball like I always tell you, get better, son.
Now, I played Mitch last week in Jersey. We played it straight up.
You beat him?
Beat him. Beat the brakes off him. But
you should beat him every time. Mitch ain't that good.
He was very sick. So, I don't know.
That's what he said once you start beating him. Kind of like somebody else we know that didn't win a certain race.
Exactly. COVID got him. People are asking. Cody Shook says he's got you at Belmont on Sunday if you want to play.
All right. Cody, you supposed we must be doing that together. You kicking JP out the group?
If you guys can make it, I'd rather you play because Lord knows when I can play. We got to settle up.
Chris Johnson not popping up at all.
We got to settle up our week's worth of bets. We call it Heard It Here First.
Heard It Here First. Heard It Here First. But lately he's been getting caught.
To quote the great 50 Cent, if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth. Let's keep going here. Smitty is in Burtonsville. You damn right.
How you Smitty. Doing,
folks? What's up, Smitty?
I'm doing fine.
This
fine,
is Take It to the House guy.
No, that's not Take It to the House.
No, nah, that's not somebody Take It to the House.
I'm sorry, Smitty. I take it all back.
JP, he's starting to mess up just people now. He messed up numbers mostly.
Go ahead, Smitty. Sorry, bud.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So, they missed the preseason game number two tomorrow night. What's the number one thing you're going to be looking for at tomorrow night's preseason tilt?
I'm looking for the speed, to be honest with you, and then I'm watching the offensive line. You know, offensive line, defensive line. I said this yesterday because we all get caught up in just watching the skill positions, but those big guys allow the other guys' jobs to be easier. And if the offensive line, defensive line doing their job, everybody else will come along and be well.
Thanks, Smitty.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Yo, how about this, B? Evan McPherson, the Bengals kicker, they call him Big Mac, just signed a 3-year, $16.5 million extension, $10 million in the first year of the deal. Highest ever extension for a kicker.
Cool.
That's big money for Big Mac.
Bro. People like to downplay what kickers do. Every time they go out there, it's normally a situation where you're going to help or hurt.
It's binary, dude.
Dude.
Not a lot of football is binary, where it's yes or no, it's good or bad.
Yeah, that's it.
Kicking is binary. All right. Russ is in Charlestown. Russ, ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, fellas. Hey, B. Mitch. How you doing? Happy birthday, brother. Early.
How you doing, Russ?
Mine's
up,
on
brother?
The 24th. Yeah. Hey, that's good, man. Cool. My question was back to Louisiana. I mean, here you were returning for the Eagles and also for the Redskins. To go to your hometown and run that kickoff back in the Superdome, like, twice. I mean, you the man, bro. I mean, what kind of feeling was that as far as that athletic arrogance with all in front of family, friends, and peers, high school? I mean, that had to be a great feeling, bro.
It was a great feeling. And my mom and they cooked, they had jambalaya, they had fried turkey and all that stuff the night before, and we got them. But, you know, the Super Bowl, I did well in high school. I won some games there in college, and to go back there as a pro to be able to get it done again, it was unbelievable. Because, you know, growing up in Louisiana, you always want to do it on the big stage in the Superdome. I had that opportunity.
That's so cool.
That was awesome, bro. The athletic, that was awesome. And my next question real quick is, and this is probably a silly one, but do you think Jamin Davis, that they'll use him as a like they did Michael Parsons? I know he's not Michael Parsons, but. You think the defense will use him like that? I appreciate it, brother. Happy birthday again.
All right, man. Take care, bro. I think they want to use him in different positions. I think they want to be a pass rusher, and they still feel he could do things as a linebacker as well. I don't know if it's exactly like Micah, but the thing I understand about this coaching staff, whatever he does great, they're going to give him a chance to do it.
I agree with that. I also think as a people, as a community, we got to chill with the – Jamin Davis, Micah Parsons conversation.
They're not comparing it to him. He's just saying how they use him.
But you can use Micah so many places because he's Micah.
Yeah, and but like, the thing about what if they get here and Jaden becomes very good at pass rush but still can cover, you have to line him up in different spots. He can rush from deep. I'm not saying he's going to be anywhere close to Micah, but when you watch what Dan Quinn has done everywhere he's gone, he's taken people that he found had certain – talents, and he allowed him to use it. Like, Curse in Dallas, the safety, was used all over the damn field.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's all I'm saying. But nah, I'm not comparing him. I don't think Russ was comparing him. So other people may be thinking about that. I don't think Russ was.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. Apparently, Sydney Sweeney has a new Instagram post that is all the rage. And folks are asking for a live reaction from me and B to Sydney Sweeney's new Instagram post.
Who?
You're going to know in a second here. So if you're watching on the stream, you get to watch this live. I am pulling up Sydney Sweeney's newest Instagram post. Here we go. There's Sydney. There's the post.
Nice.
Very athletic. Healthy. Great American. There you have it. When we come back, we got to settle.
I've seen stuff like that before.
When we come back, we got to settle up the week's bets. Nobody plump. Go anywhere.
Plump.
Listen to the song at the end of the week. And riding around with kids all the time, now a 9- and 5-year-old. I'm always trying to find music that we can all kind of deal with, and we've been doing a lot of the weekend radio. The girls like the weekend. Now, there's some songs that I got to fast forward because it's just a little too much, but it's good, man. He's a good musician. This has been a really, really fun show. I have enjoyed myself today. I hope everybody listening has enjoyed themselves. Do the boys in the aquarium have any questions for B-Mitch? It is Ask B-Mitch Anything. If there's anything you need to fire away here, fellas, in advance of tomorrow night's preseason game or just in advance of Brian's birthday on Sunday, anybody got anything?
Because it's his birthday, I'm going to leave this joke one out. So, I don't got no question for B-Mitch.
Appreciate that, Jeff.
Right, because you can't talk without trying to make jokes.
Who can?
Landini?
I just did.
No, you had to leave it out because you couldn't say nothing without trying to be
funny. He did kind of leave it out. He kind of did.
He couldn't say nothing without trying to be funny.
Landfill? He is Jeff too
Jeff
funny.
Not too funny.
How long after the final whistle will you start drinking?
Well, I final whistle what?
The game.
You think I'm going to wait till after the game? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, once I could get to something, I'm good after the game. But I'm a chill, you know.
I do have a real question. What time are we pulling up to the driveway to crack some bottles on Sunday?
Jeff,
I'm gonna be on the golf course.
Oh,
where are you playing Sunday?
Haven't decided yet.
Let me know.
Brian, are you listening? Brian Burroughs, you listening? I would love to go out to your place and play.
Or Bees. Bees will host you.
Bees, anybody. Wherever you got a very, very nice – well, no. Right now, no. Don't worry about it, Brian. Y'all got those mats over there right now.
That's they do have the mats.
Yeah. Anybody with any kind of connect, Greg, to Creighton Farms, let's talk.
I can check my place for Sunday afternoon, but you probably have family stuff by then, right?
If you wait too late.
Yeah, because I got to get home.
I'm just going to say, Greg, Creighton Farms, John Buell, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I like that. So, all right, so you're playing golf today.
To Creighton Farms with the liquor. All right, bet. Yeah, got you.
Jeff, you should definitely pull up to Creighton Farms. They'd love to see you. So today you're playing with Chick and CJ.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is that match like?
I don't know who the fourth is going to be, though. Now, I'm sure it'll be a fourth.
All right, you are playing as a six these days?
I'm probably an 8.9 or 10.
What is your number? Don't make me look it up in the gin system.
I'm probably a 6.2 or something like that.
Okay. What is Chick?
It's gin. It ain't gin.
What is Chick?
Chick is probably about a 4 point something or a 5.
What is CJ, we think?
I don't know, but whatever he is, he's probably
cheating.
Whatever he says, he's going to be 2 to 3 strokes less. I'm a 6.2.
All right. I can try. See if you can pull up CJ, Chris Johnson. So what
if he's even on here?
So is Chick giving you one aside if you're playing heads up?
Chick never gives me anything. I just got to play my ball like I always tell you, get better, son.
Now, I played Mitch last week in Jersey. We played it straight up.
You beat him?
Beat the brakes off him. But
you should beat him every time. Mitch ain't that good.
He was very sick. So, I don't know.
That's what he said once you start beating him. Kind of like somebody else we know that didn't win a certain race.
Exactly. COVID got him. People are asking. Cody Shook says he's got you at Belmont on Sunday if you want to play.
All right. Cody, you supposed we must be doing that together. You kicking JP out the group?
If you guys can make it, I'd rather you play because Lord knows when I can play. We gotta settle up.
Chris Johnson not popping up at all.
We got to settle up our week's worth of bets. We call it Heard It Here First.
Heard It Here First. Heard It Here First.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.